you know, everybody's having issues right now trying to get officers, and we're in the same boat as everyone else. So there was discussion about, you know, you could probably find a retired officer that would come and work part-time, but they don't want to work full-time. And you don't have to pay all the benefits and extras that you do a full-time officer. So the council decided, let's raise that pay and let's offer these folks a decent wage to come and work for us on a part-time basis. So they decided to confirm tonight that they're going to pay $25 an hour for a part-time officer.
And in conjunction with that, the city wants to protect their investment of hiring new officers, the new officer that needs PTI training and things of that nature. So you wanted to put some teeth into an employment agreement, right?
Absolutely. When you've got a union involved, it's very difficult to put teeth in agreements, but the police department dissolved their union here a year or so ago. So we've looked at now, and we adopted this evening, an agreement that if you if we spend money to train you as a new young officer, that you need to stay with that department for a few years, or you're going to have to pay back all or part of our investment. So that was a big discussion at our committee meeting a week ago, and we confirmed that tonight with a yes vote.
And then a new officer was introduced tonight, which I thought was interesting in terms of trying to lure more experienced officers here. And this was a retired DCFS investigator, worked with the Oquaka Police Department. So I guess just a little, I thought that was kind of an interesting storyline tonight.
Yeah, Officer Clifford Adam, he was actually the chief in Oquaka and retired there and said, you know, I really still want to work full time. So he lives in Monmouth, and our police chief Sullivan said, you know, I've been trying to recruit this guy for a couple years now, and he's been available recently. And so we brought him on the force, and we're excited to have him. He's got great experience, and, you know, he's going to be a great asset to the group.